minute to sit down, right? Okay. Good morning, Mayor, City Council members. You got the flyer, the thing there? Okay. The thing is, I never had bed bugs until I moved into the housing project. The thing is that they came, if you look at the papers, they came in January, and they came with dogs to check every 110 apartments for bed bugs. They didn't find any in my apartment, but they were getting in my cat water. I didn't know there were bed bugs then. I said, I have bugs in my cat water. They said, well, drain them out and put them in a sandwich bag and give it to them. So I did, and they said, those are bed bugs. Why are they going in my cat water? So finally they had, as you notice, that's after the bed bug testing with the dog. Then there's all these records where this shows February or April 12th where they were coming to check for bed bugs, and they found one on my couch. And then I says, but they're coming, they're going to my cat water. I know they're coming from the hallway because it's a secure building. The thing is that they went outside and they pulled the baseboard apart. The bed bugs are living in the baseboards, and they're crawling up the door frame and across and down. They're traveling like ants all the way through the apartment. The problem is that it's not just my floor that has it, and there's 8 apartments affected, and I had to drop out of college in order to deal with this. The thing is that here's 8 apartments here, here's the elevator and laundry room, here's the other apartments over here. Okay, my apartments over here are all, the baseboards are all taken off, but the carpet isn't taken off. We're supposed to all be ready for a spraying. The other side, they're not making them do anything. So the bed bugs are just going to travel over there, and then they're going to have to deal with them. They're going to travel over there because they're not doing the whole floor. Yes? Yes. Yes. Thing is that they're not doing it correctly. They need somebody from the outside. And the citizens of Portland pay taxes that go toward the housing.
You've identified the issues and the facts. So what I can promise you is we'll bring this up with Home Board. We'll get them to give a formal response.
But I called Home Forward and they didn't know nothing about it.
Now you come before us.
You're still at the apartment in North Syracuse, right?
Yes.
So that's where they can reach you?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we'll make sure they do.
Because I don't know what to do. I mean, I can't bring my school books into my house because they'll go into my books. I had to throw all my books out. I had to throw, I found dead bed bugs in my decorated cake pans. I had to throw them out. I threw 7 recycled bins out on top of furniture. I lost a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I don't have a bed, I don't have a couch, I don't have a chair. All I have is a recliner.
Wow.
And that's what I sleep on.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, we appreciate you letting us know. Sorry you're having to deal with this. So
I'm hoping you can do something because, I mean, I called Home Forward and they says, well, they're trying their best. And they're not trying their best, and they only do half the section of the floor.
Sure.
And the other half isn't being taken care of. The
results are what matter, so. That's
right.
And you don't have the right result yet. So thank you for letting us know. Sorry you had to deal with this. We will, as Commissioner Fish said, we'll make sure that we ask Home Forward to respond and get back to you and make it right.
Yeah, because it's not right not to do half the floor.
Oh, yeah. No,
and it's not just my floor. There's other floors, too.
Yeah. Bad.
They're just patching them up. They're not doing, I don't know if they can give you, if they can give you a Section 8 to move out if you wanted to, because there's one lady who wants them to move her out,
yeah,
and she refuses to come back in because she got bit by a bed bug.
Yeah, I understand. Well, that's one of the options that we'll ask them to explore with you. Thank you. And so thank you for making the trip and taking the trouble to come here to let us know about it. And also, as Commissioner Frist said, you've given us good documentation so we can follow up with them and they can follow up with you.
Okay. So do you need my phone number or anything?
I'm sure. No, don't need your phone number. You don't need to put that on the record. We've got your address here, and Home Forward, we'll get a hold of you there one way or another.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You bet. Thanks for coming down.
Sure.
Okay. Now let's move to our first time certain, which is a proclamation, which Commissioner Fritz is prepared to read and which we're going to properly prepare for. So,
hey, wait a second.
Where's your scarf?
I had five to choose from, and I think I was
quick,
overwhelmed.
There's a scarf emergency.
Okay, somebody in my office, please bring Commissioner Fisher's scarf. Pick any scarf.
So if we can read the item, I'll tee it up, and then Commissioner Fritz is going to read it.
Susan is going to help you out here.
Hey, look at that. Wow.
Thank you. How embarrassing.
Beyond the call of
duty. Why don't you folks come forward?
Come on up, folks, and we'll get to read your item.
572, proclaimed June 6th through 12th, 2016, as Timbers, Thorns, and T2 Stand Together Week in Portland.
Pull up another chair from over there if you'd like.
Commissioner Fritz is going to read the proclamation, and colleagues, if I can just introduce our special guests.
Please.
From the Timbers and the Thorns family. First is Crystal Whistle, who's the Director of Community Relations. Crystal, raise your hand, say. And she does that for both the Timbers and the Thorns. Carling Leone, Community Relations Manager for the Timbers and the Thorns. Carla? Okay. Jordan Farwell, Community Relations Coordinator. She's not here. So you are?
Donna Malecki.
And what's your title?
Community Relations Intern.
We got an all-star team here today. Come on. Who needs Jordan? And of course, we have Timber Joey and Mayor, pursuant to the rules of the building, we did have him check his heavy equipment out front, so he was not allowed to bring in his electric saw. It's our pleasure to welcome you to City Hall to celebrate the 2016 Stand Together Week. We're very proud of what you do on the field and off the field, and it's now our honor, Commissioner Fritz, as a special proclamation to read.
So today we are Rose City Proud. And I'm going to put my Riveters and Timbers Army scarf on and read the proclamation, which I find proclamations go best with a tinge of British accent still here after 30 years in Portland. Whereas the City of Portland is proud to be home to the Portland Timbers, Portland Thorns FC, and Timbers 2. And whereas the Timbers, Thorns, and T2 are committed to giving back to our community and promoting civic engagement through their community platform, Stand Together. And whereas the City of Portland is proud to partner with the Timbers, Thorns, and T2 in organizing the 5th anniversary of Stand Together Week, a week of community service from June 6th through June 12, 2016. And whereas over 1,000 Stand Together volunteers, including Timbers, Thorns, and T2 players, the Timbers Army, Rose City Riveters, coaches, ambassadors, front office staff, sponsors, and community members will come together for a week of service. And whereas Stand Together volunteers will participate in over 32 community events and projects throughout Portland. And whereas community service projects will include building homes, tending gardens, restoring local parks, thank you very much, pulling ivy, leading soccer clinics, repairing children's bicycles, and more. And whereas Stand Together will support local mission-driven nonprofits, including Boys and Girls Clubs, Children's Book Bank, Playworks, Latino Network, Community Cycling Center, Zenger Farms, Friends of Trees, and the Oregon Food Bank, among others. And whereas Stand Together Week is a call to action by the city, the Portland Timbers, Portland Thorns FC, Timbers 2, and community partners to inspire people to give back through community service. Now, therefore, Charlie Hales, the mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, does hereby proclaim June 6th to 12th to be Timbers, Thorns, and T2 Stand Together Week in Portland and encourages all residents to observe this week.
So, welcome.
Crystal, get close to the mic if you could. And welcome, and also please let us know if there are any spots still open for people that want to volunteer.
Yes, there are absolutely still spots available for the community to volunteer alongside with our athletes, our players, our coaches, our front office staff. You can just go to ptstandtogether.com, and there'll be links for Stand Together Week.
That's great.
Yeah. And I want to a quick personal story. My wife and son have spent the year in Spain, and I had a chance to visit them recently, and they were trying to figure out what gifts to give the cousins, who are roughly my son's age, about plus or minus 12.
Mm-hmm.
And so we gave them Timbers jerseys.
Oh, nice.
And they wore them all the time, so it's very cool.
Thank you for that.
Timber Joy, you want to say a few words?
I'm just excited. I can't believe it's been 5 years that we've been doing this. It's a great opportunity to get out in the community, to actually get to meet some of the players, and to give back. And it's a very fulfilling week. We're excited to be a part of it again.
And Timber, I don't want to put you on the spot, but you have a great seat and a great vantage point in the team. Can you today, here today, guarantee championships in both the Timbers and the Thorns? Can we get you on the record, sir?
Yeah. I guarantee that in the future you will see championships from both the Timbers and the Thorns. I think whether it's a star on the jersey or just what we do in the community, we're definitely going to be champions again.
You sure are. And, you know, there's a real positive relationship between cities and their sports teams, and we have that too. But this is really above and beyond. And the fact that you as an organization and your players are actually out in the community working side by side with people that want to make Portland better is really distinctive. And it's really noticed and appreciated, and that's why we wanted to do this today, because when the more volunteers that work with you, the more good things that get done. But just the fact that the Timbers and the Thorns do this as an organization, it builds the tie even stronger between the teams and the city.
And it's our fifth year, and it's absolutely a celebration not only of our players and our fans, but also this beautiful city that we live in. And we hope that we'll get to meet many of you there, and you'll be able to join us in this impactful week.
That's great. It's great. Well, thank you.
One other thing. Everybody has a favorite player. Every family roots for someone. And probably in my house, it's Tobin Heath, who we think may be the best female soccer player in the world, at least in our home, who didn't go to UP. we got to have an asterisk. Best women's soccer player didn't go to UP.
And she's an even better person. She's quite great.
But the other thing, we mentioned it the other day when the mayor and Commissioner Fritz had a hearing on refugee and immigrants and the work they're doing, New Portlanders, how proud we all are of Darlington Nagbe, who just as of 2015 became a United States citizen, and the other night scored his first goal as a member of the U.S. national men's team.
Mm-hmm.
What a proud moment for our community.
And to note, just recently had his first assist with the U.S. men's team, too, in the last game.
So. Great. Well, thank you so much for coming. We'd love to take a photo with you while you're here, if you'd be willing.
Yeah, I just make some comments in addition to the proclamation.
Proclamation, and then we
just saying, I'm the season ticket holder.
We didn't know that you followed the sport. I'm
here about soccer. I hadn't noticed.
I have been watching soccer, football, since I was knee-high to a grasshopper, as they say in England. And there's no European club that has the community support that we have here in Portland, and indeed we're getting national and international recognition for Soccer City USA. And the Timbers Army, the Rose City Riveters, and the partnership with the professional organizations is what makes it special and keeps it special. And this volunteering in the community, which is very much supporter-led and with the partnership of the corporation and the players and the teams, is unparalleled. And I really appreciate the fact that that's what we do in Portland. It's another reason why we had 18,000 people there for the Thorns game, a regular season game, just, you know, whatever. Commissioner Saltzman isn't here today. I was thinking about him on Sunday, but he does not like nil-nil draws. And I thought it was fabulous. The embracing of being without six national players and still battling to a wonderful draw against, you know, them people. It was fabulous. So this just continues to emphasize why Portland is special, why Portland is different, and how we do things differently in Portland. So thank you for being part of that. Thank you for taking the time to come here today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Well done. Thanks. Let's take a photo.